Knowing the good sister was like having an encounter with a hurricane. And her meteoric rise in retrospect was no surprise, for the power she possessed from the very start was just enough to capture his heart. And it all began, but not by chance, with a first encounter and a simple glance. 40 years ago, in a small cafe where they first met, much to my regret. And who could ever know how far they would go? But until that fateful day when she crashed the gate and forever changed the game, La Popesa was her name, and coping was her game. She fought hard to survive and keep her faith and hope alive despite the men named her La Popesa. She was hot, she was cold, daring yet methodical, well-seasoned, politically wise. She worked hard to promote and protect her holy man, a nun some would come to despise. Some lows with incredible eyes, and to everyone's surprise, she caused her man to rise and made him strong, determined that his reign go on for long. Her role was clearly wrong by the teachings of the church, but who would testify, who dared condemn this great affair? Our Cardinal Tisserand. La Popesa was her name, and coping was her game. And once she left the papal chambers, nothing was ever quite the same. Never heard of her. Never heard of her. Never heard.